Welcome to the Excella Consulting Podcast, helping you to use your expertise to advance in your career, business, and create a life you love. I'm Dr. Angelina Davis, and I'm a clinical pharmacist, consultant, solopreneur, and working mom. I'm here to share all that I know about growing your career and business while striking a little bit of work-life balance. I believe that it's possible to have all that you want and more. It just takes a little work, and I'm here to make that journey a little easier. We'll dive into strategy, time and project management, leadership, and so much more. Let's get started. Hello, and welcome to the Excella Consulting Podcast. Today, our topic is all centered around a skill that we use often. One skill that I will argue that we may not use to the best of our ability and that many consultants take for granted, and that is the skill of active listening. What I want to really stress today is how important active listening can be in your practice and in your business. And I want to start by asking you to think back on a experience with a salesperson. I think this is an interesting way for us to really frame our discussion because if you think back to when you were last making a big purchase or even an everyday purchase and you worked with someone who was very aggressive and focused on making the sale, think about how you felt in that moment. And I know for me, I can go back to when I was looking for a new car. This was a couple of years ago, and I went out with a focused mindset. I was determined to go out and get a certified used vehicle. I looked online, I'd been researching, and I knew exactly what I wanted to get. And I went to the first dealership, and when I arrived, I told the salesperson everything that I had found out from my research, everything I was looking for. And that individual seemed to not either listen or pay attention to what I was stating and focus heavily on trying to put me into a new car or a new vehicle. That was not my goal. And so in that moment, I became extremely frustrated because I'm thinking to myself, I'm telling you what I want and need. I'm telling you that I have already invested the time and effort into thinking about what's important to me, and you're not even taking any of that into consideration. So what did I do? I got in my car and I drove clear across town, probably about 45 minutes away, to the next dealership that sold the same car, and found a wonderful person there who was able to help me through the entire process. I felt listened to everything that I said and delivered on my knees. As a matter of fact, found me a better vehicle than the one I had been researching and for a better deal and a better price. So I really felt as if not only did they listen to what I was stating and what I was telling them was my need in the moment, but they actually helped me achieve my goal or outcome, which was to get a new car for me, which was a certified used vehicle. And so that's a huge difference. When you just look at that one example, you can see how the individual who was actively listening and engaging with me as a customer was able to make the sale. And so they were successful in their personal outcome, which was to make the sale, to drive business and to grow. And so both the salesperson and myself were very satisfied with the outcome, and we both did succeed in that particular instance. So that's just a very loose example of how active listening can really translate into, you know, more sales, more profitability for us as consultants, more clients. So let's dive deep into that today.
If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Here are four reasons why. One is free. Who doesn't love that? Two, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Super simple. Three, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. And four, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
With every interaction that we have with our client, and especially in our first meetings, we want to try and build a very close and nurtured relationship with our client. We want them to know that we're there to help them. And as consultants, we are attempting to listen very intently to their problems or concerns, because if we have a better understanding of what their need may be, then it's easier to deliver on that. It's easier to strategize and to think about ways that they can, or we can, help them solve their problem. However, if we're not actively listening to many of the clues and the details that are being provided in those conversations and those meetings, then the opportunity to build this relationship is going to, slowly disappear. So the opportunity for collaboration, and that's really our goal. We want to collaborate with our client. We want to work in a partnership where we are guiding them as the expert through a path to achieve their goals. And if we're unable to establish that collaboration, then it becomes a scenario where we're really kind of talking to ourselves. If you're gathering information, if you're really listening to what the client is telling you, then you're able to understand better what they are looking for. And so, I don't know about you, but have you ever found yourself talking to a friend, in those conversations, in those moments where you're getting kind of deep and heavy into some, maybe more personal issues? You on the other end of the phone or sitting across the table, maybe tuning out a bit. And so you don't really hear the full conversation as your friend is like pouring their heart out and telling you all that they are going through. And when you don't fully hear that conversation and you try to jump back in, kind of where you pick up, you are not able to offer the best advice. As a matter of fact, whatever you state or tell them may seem a little bit out of place. And immediately they know, at least my friends do, you weren't really listening to what I said. My mom is good for that. Oftentimes we may have long conversations and she can tell when I am, quote unquote, tuning out. And she'll say, you're not tuning in to me right now. So, hey, I'm going to let you go. I'm sure you have other things to do. And your intent in that moment is not to, kind of not listen and not be present in the conversation. That's not your intent. It's just thoughts took over in your mind. Maybe you're thinking about what you're going to cook for dinner or other jobs or responsibilities, other projects that are kind of waiting on your desk with set timelines and deadlines. So many times these interactions that are unsuccessful are not ones that are intentional. The one area where we have to focus much of our time and effort on, especially when we're communicating with our clients really for the first time, and definitely in any important meeting or other interactions, we want to listen in a manner where we're able to gather information to help us address their needs. And when we're doing that, we have to keep ourselves from thinking about ways that we can support them and provide a solution. And this process in and of itself can be a little problematic for a consultant, because as you're doing conducting the interview or maybe even meeting with your client on a regular basis, the consultant or a consultant is often focused on delivering a solution. And it's very easy to kind of go into your own thoughts and to think about how you're going to answer their problem before they've even stated to you what the problem actually is. That is, really a natural thing, and oftentimes comes from a good place, because you may be eager to help. And by you not fully listening or not actively listening, it really prevents you from doing just that. You're unable to, you know, really see the big picture. You miss, you know, like they say, the forest for the trees. You're unable to really understand the global aspect of their problem. And similar to, you know, many other conversations that we've talked about, clients can tell. They know when you're actively listening and when you are not. And so when there is not that engaged conversation, then there is a little bit of trust loss, because then your client may feel as if they are not being fully valued. Kind of like, you know, how I felt with the salesperson. I didn't feel like they were listening to my needs. And so in that instance, I left that particular dealership and went elsewhere. And the client may, you know, they may not leave you immediately, but this may affect whether or not they decide to, you know, work with you again, or to even share in, you know, their experience with you and your services. So it's very important to really create a situation where your clients feel valued. So why do I specify that this has to be active listening and not just, you know, you have to listen to your clients? And it's because active listening is really an acute awareness of not just the words that they may be stating or the story that may be told, but it's also the awareness of other things that are often not vocalized. So in these moments, you're looking for, in addition to the verbal communication, the nonverbal communication. So their expressions or their emotions and their mannerisms, or maybe even some of their actions, really being able to take in both the verbal and the nonverbal communication helps you to piece together a bigger picture. Oftentimes you may be able to observe the scattered presentation of data or ideas and really understand how that may play into the problems that they are expressing. I can think back on a time when I worked with a particular client and they told me that they did not need additional manpower in order to expand their particular department or division. They wanted to expand the work by buying other equipment and tools, and felt as if they had the technology, that they didn't necessarily need the additional manpower. Now, when I began to listen to much of our conversation during our many meetings, I noticed a number of things. I noticed that this particular individual was oftentimes seemingly stressed. I also noticed that much of our communication would lag. So, you know, they were not able to stay on top of kind of timely communication and responses, not just with me, but with other team members. And also just having an understanding of what it takes to bring many of these systems online, I knew that there was going to be some increased work that was required in order to do that. And so that was my opportunity to use both their nonverbal and verbal communication to really encourage them to reconsider the need for additional manpower to help them in that effort. And so I could build and craft strategy that helped them to visualize and to see how having this extra help will make their life easier and, you know, would reduce their workload, to reduce their stress and other things. And so it was very helpful because they did agree to move forward with this increased manpower, and made all the difference in them being able to successfully implement the strategy and to expand their department. So there are opportunities that we have as consultants to use this information that we're gaining from our meetings and our conversations to the best of our ability. And that can really, you know, work wonders for our business, but then also truly serve our clients well. Now, one other thing that I want us to consider is that in addition to the verbal and nonverbal communication that is ongoing in any conversation, in any interaction, There are also times where things are left out. And so in our active listening process, we have to tune in to times where things are actually not said. It's kind of like when you're thinking about an employee interview and you are calling for a recommendation for that particular individual, and you tune into some of the things that their previous boss and manager does not say, does not highlight about their work that may be commonly discussed. You know, so for instance, they may not highlight or talk about that individual as being a hard worker. And so you may, as the person who is receiving this information, if you're actively listening, notice that this is something that is commonly stated that was potentially intentionally left out. And that can lead you to have further questions. And you may follow up and specifically ask about their ability to dedicate time and effort to a task and find out more and more about that particular individual. So it is important to also listen to or actively listen for things that are not said. One good way that this can present itself, or one way that this can present itself, is that it may signal some other issue is present. Maybe there are concerns with the team that they are working with, or maybe there are also possibly leadership issues that have to be considered or carefully navigated. But in some of the settings, clients may not feel comfortable really expressing all of their true feelings or true concerns. And so when we're, you know, working as a consultant, we really have to begin to tune into the things that are not said so that we can ask better questions. And so, you know, you don't want to make any type of assumption, but you do want to investigate further. And so if you're not hearing certain key words or key statements, or things are not being described in a manner that you are commonly used to hearing, it may be a good idea to really touch base and to do some deeper questioning so that you can find out more that will help you do your job better. I know that was a rather long conversation, but there are three important things I hope that you were able to grasp. One is that active listening is very important to the work that we do. It is our moment in time to really stop processing things in our own heads and to shift our focus from ourselves to the client so that we can better understand their problem and their needs. And we are going to position ourselves to deliver a winning strategy by doing that. Number two is to listen to both the verbal and nonverbal communication. So we want to pay close attention to not just the words that they are saying, but also maybe even the tone that they're saying it in or the pace that they're using with communicating. We want to look at the mannerisms and their other actions. All of these things tell a story, and all of these things will be helpful in us understanding more and more of how to address the client's needs. And number three, and that is to focus in and look for the things that are not said. So those things that are not mentioned verbally can also signal opportunities to dive deeper into our conversations with our clients and to ask better questions and to find out more that can be helpful in developing strategy. That wraps up another episode of the Excel at Consulting podcast. It's my hope that you enjoyed your time here and that you'll join in again for another conversation all about consulting, maximizing your impact, and achieving that work-life balance you deserve. Until then, you can follow me on Instagram at Excel at Consulting, and I hope to see you, hear from you, talk to you again soon. Take care.